Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, I'll be talking about Governor Parson's accomplishments after his first 100 days in office. Well, September 9th marked Governor Mike Parson's 100th day as the governor of Missouri after being sworn in June 1st, 2018. During the first 100 days in office, Governor Parson signed a balanced state budget, appointed Mike Keogh as the new lieutenant governor, signed the state's largest single-year income tax cut, led Missouri's drought relief efforts, and made 62 appointments. On August 27, 2018, Governor Parson made his first cabinet appointment. Sandra Carsten, who had previously served as colonel for the Missouri State Highway Patrol, was named Director of Public Safety. During his first 100 days in office, Governor Parson has traveled to all 34 state Senate districts across the state, focusing on two key priorities, workforce development and infrastructure. In order to move Missouri forward, we must get these two issues right, said Governor Parson. Business, community, and local leaders across Missouri all agree that we need to think how we train our workforce and address our infrastructure needs. Our next generation is counting on us to ensure they have better opportunities to succeed. Part of Governor Parson's focus on workforce development is ensuring that Missouri students and workers are given the skills and tools to be successful. The jobs of tomorrow are high-tech and high-skill. Our schools play an important role in preparing our students to enter the workforce. In order to compete on a national level, we must push ourselves to do better, Governor Parson said. In addition, Governor Parson's vision of making Missouri the best in the Midwest is addressing the state's infrastructure needs. Missouri has the 7th largest highway system in the nation and ranks 46th in revenue per mile. Our roads, bridges, airports, railways, and river ports are our outlets to expand Missouri business, generate future growth, and expand to new emerging markets across the globe, Governor Parson said. Addressing Missouri's infrastructure needs is long overdue, and now is the time to take action. Governor Parson also committed to bridging the urban and rural divide, bringing state, local, and business leaders together to tackle Missouri's shared challenges. The governor spent his first 100 days meeting with leaders across the aisle, both rural and urban leaders, to better understand the issues facing our communities. Cooperation and collaboration are the keys to bridging this gap, Governor Parson said. For all of Missouri to succeed, we need to be united. Being an active farmer himself, Governor Parson understands the need and concerns of the agricultural communities, farmers, and agricultural leaders of Missouri. His background in farming is a big plus in serving as governor, since agriculture is the number one industry in Missouri. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.